finger moment.
The reading this morning is taken from Psalm chapter 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake and its swelling at its swelling pride. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling places of the Most High. God is in the midst of her; she will not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations made an uproar; the kingdoms tottered. He raised his voice; the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us; the God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has wrought desolations in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariots with fire. Cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. You may be seated.
Good morning. Now, I chose that reading because I think that is how Mordecai and Esther felt about God. God is our refuge. He will take care of us. He will, whatever happens, he'll be there to help us. And I chose that reading because I really feel like in the heart of Esther especially, that's how she felt about God. Now, you're going to probably wonder why we've been talking about the Beatitudes, and then all of a sudden we're switching to Mordecai and Esther in the book of Esther. And the reason I chose that is because, well, I'll just tell you here in just a minute, because it's really important to understand purity. Last week we looked at the Beatitude, Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And from our discussion, we recognize that Jesus is admonishing those that will hear that, which is us still hearing it today, that this Sermon on the Mount, that those who are pure will see God. So, in other words, there's some purity involved in being able to see God. And we understand from what we discussed that we cannot be pure on our own. I don't care how good you are, how good you think you are, you cannot be pure on your own in God's eyes. It is only the blood of Christ that sanctifies us. And I had considered doing a portion of last week's lesson contrasting purity and impurity so that we could understand it better using Haman from the book of Esther as an example. But I understood that if I told that story in last week's lesson, that would make that lesson very lengthy, so I decided not to do that. But I didn't want to also do it because then I felt like I would sell short the idea of purity and impurity. And I didn't want to do that either, because that same entitlement and prideful outlook that Haman had is still in existence today. I think in our modern world, we see that quite often, and in particular in leaders that are in these same areas today. And so I thought this is a good story to look at when we talk about being pure in heart, and when we understand the difference between being pure in heart and being impure. This story of Esther is about faith. It's about someone who is willing to surrender their will for the sake of someone else. It's a story about having a love for her countrymen and having that love that's greater for them than it is for herself. And I think that's really important to understand one of the elements of purity, to think more of others than we do ourselves, to put ourselves on the back burner, so to speak, like a lot of times our mothers do for us. Their desires are put on the back burner, so to speak,